the damage. Chayiv bekulan. You have to pay for the whole thing, it says. Chayiv bekulan.
Rashi chamisha dvarim. You have to pay for hay dvarim. If a nezik tzah shows what remembers a vicious. You have to pay for all five things. Now, hay lo yosse chabura hechidami. What's the case where he hit his parents that he did not make a chabura? Lav isn't it kagoyin? Sheku al yodoy, where the son hit his father on his hand, gave him a black and blue mark. V'soifel achzor. And eventually it's become to be normal again, the arm. So he didn't make a real chabura. Uketani still says, chayim bekulon. He's chayim benezek. Mashma, you have to pay how much the body is worth less now. Even though in another week when it heals up, the body will be back to normal. But since right now you called the pchas, you called the nezek, you have to pay for that. So Mr. Amri, I'll tell you no. Amri, I'll tell you, hocha b'maya askinon. You know what we're talking about over here? Kagoyin shechir shoy. I tell you where the son made his father deaf. That's the case. So you can't hear anymore. That's called the real pchas. That's called the body got devaluated. Now for that, you have to pay. But loyosu b'chabura. He didn't make any blood come out. The chabura means when you cut him, that blood comes out of the body. So it's possible to hit your father on his ear, that you made him deaf, and no blood came out. So therefore, you're not chayiv misa for the chabura, but you're chayiv to pay the nezek, because you caused a permanent damage. For the Gemara, is this true? Rabbi said, ha-choyrish es oviv, if somebody hits his father and makes his father deaf, he should know nerek. The kid has to be killed. Lefi sheyesh shalacharisha b'lei chabura. Tipsa de doma nosu lo biyudne. Because it's not possible for the father to become deaf unless some blood came out inside and went in the eardrums and made him deaf. So therefore, if you hit him, you hit him there and made him deaf, for sure some blood came out. So it's sort of like you made a chabur in your father for that yechayiv misa. See, then you'd be potter from paying the hay devorim. Because when yechayiv misa, we say, come with the rabbine. So therefore, we have to pay the money, obviously we're talking about, where you did not make a chabur. So you can't say the case is that you made him deaf. Elodim Mursas, rather, I'll tell you, make it like this. There's no cry with no proof we're talking about where the chaburu will come back, where the pchas will come back again, where his arm will come well again, but rather, Elohim Amayaskinon, could go in Shegilchoi, that you shaved off your father. Rashi, the Afcha say Mechisvei Belei Chabura. You made him worth less now, he doesn't look so nice, he's bald. So you bald your father, that you have to pay him. Fred Gemara still, Gilchoi Mahadar Hadar, still the same proof then. You made him bald, but his hair will grow back again. So why do you have to pay for nezik? How much the body got worth less now? It's going to grow back again. So again, we should have a proof. You have to pay for nezik right now, even though what happened will come back again. So Mar says, "V'hainu boyin," and that's our boy. So you have a good proof again. So Mar says, "Amri, I tell you no. Hocha v'maya askinu." No, we're talking about over here. You know how the son made the father bald? Kegoyin she'asachu nosa deloy hoda. The son used special type of seif that pulls out the hair that won't grow back again anymore. So Akoponim, he didn't make a chabura. He didn't make any blood come out. So therefore, he's not chayiv misa. But still, the damage that he did was a permanent damage. The hair won't grow back again anymore. That's why you have to pay for the nezik. But if there was nezik that it will grow back again, then maybe you don't have to pay for the nezik. Vaitet. Nadimar says, Tsar, where's the case that you have to pay for tsar? You gave your father pain without making a chabura. The yistlei kartuf nevereisha, where the father had sores, scratches on his head before. V'tzavchem hanuya kartufnei, and now that you put the seif on his head to take off all his hair, you gave him some pain. But again, you didn't make any blood come out. You just gave him some pain on the boils on the sores that he has on his head already. Ripui, where's the case you have to pay for the doctor bills of your father that you didn't make any blood come out? The boy asks you that these sores now that you made worse, he needs medicine to heal it. So therefore, that's called doctor bills without having a chabura. Shevis, where's the case you have to pay for your father's pay without giving him a chabura? To have a merakid bekuvia, in the case where your father was a dancer. The boy machve gune aresha. Vuloi machve. Rashi losha merakid bechanuyas. That Rashi says, "Marig ninu avaroishoy laharois minei tchoy kederach halitzonim dashdat shitrapa ana katufnei lematimachia." Your father's business was he was a dancer, plays in nightclubs, and he has to shake his head back and forth to make the people laugh. So now that he has sores on his head because of you, he can't shake his head back and forth. So that's the case that you have to pay for his sheves, even though you didn't make a chabura. Again, Sheves, Teva Merakid Bekubi. He was a dancer at night time. The boy Machve Guni Areshi, he has to shake his head when he dances. Vulei Machve Mihani Katufni. And he can't shake his head now because of the sores that got worse because you put that seif on top of his head. So again, it's possible that he can't do his work now, even though you did not make a chaburo. Therefore, you have to pay for the Shabbos also. Boishes, what do you have to pay for the embarrassment? Someone says, Poshin, ain't the Boishes, Gder Lamizu. This is the biggest embarrassment that your father's supposed to be a dancer, showing off his shaking his head there, and now you made him bald. So that's a big embarrassment. So that's why you have to pay all five things. Therefore, again, we don't have any proof to our Shaila. Our Shaila was in the case that right now you made a damage to the body. Just the body will be healed again. Do you have to pay for that nezik or not? So we don't have a pshitas. We don't know. Now the Gemara says, "The milsa the boy and the rabba. What Rava had for Shaila pshita lele Abaye. So Abaye was poshit. Lach yitza to the other side, or the rabba to rabba lach yitza to the other way. The itma we learned like this. He ko al yodoy. If somebody hits somebody on his hand, v'tzomtzay and it got wounded, like blisters grew on it. V'tzomtzay got bad. V'soifel lachzer." But at the end, it's going to come back to normal again. So do you have to pay for Nezek now or not? Abaye, Rav Abaye says, Noisen lo Shevas Gedoyle v'Shevas Ketana. You have to pay for both right now. Shevas Gedoyle, Rashi says, Dimei Yodav. Yes, you have to pay how much you'd be worth less right now because of his hand. The Shevas Ketana, Rashi says, all these days now that he's in bed and he can't do any work, we have to look as if he'll be a Shermi Keshuyim and pay for at least that much. But you do have to pay for the nezik right now, even though it's only temporary. You have to pay for the nezik. For Rava says no. Ain't a nice and loyal of the meshiftoi. Shebechol yoyim v'yoyim. Forget about the nezik. There's no nezik here. The hand will grow back again. You only have to pay for the fact he can't do work every day. So you see, it's a machlekes whether you have to pay for the nezik or not. Itma will learn like this. Hakateya yad eved ivri. Shachaveru. If you chop off the hand of an eved ivri of your friend. And it's not going to grow back again. So Abaye says, Noisun lo shevas gedoyle li'evit. You have to pay the evit himself. How much he's worth less now? The nezik goes to the evit himself. The shevas katana l'rav. And how much the evit will be able to work for the work? He still has evit ivri. He still has to work for the master. That the master would receive. So the fact he can't work right now, that you have to pay to the master. But the chiddush is the nezik, that goes to the evit ivri himself. The evit ivri himself gets the nezik. Rava says no. Hakel yinosin li'evid. Everything you have to pay to the evid. Even the shevas also goes to the evid. The yilkach ben karka, and the evid's supposed to buy karka with this money. The harav echel peris, and the master could eat the peris, use it. Just it's like he's meshubid to the master right now. So pshita's like this. It's pasha like this. Pshita tichais eitel atzmai. Let's say when you chopped off the evid's arm, you made him worth less. The Yitzah Rabba Lai Pichas. But for the master, it doesn't make a difference. Like Rashi says, Pichas al Yitzah. Shalai Botlam Imlacha. You did some damage to him, but even though it's a permanent damage, but it doesn't affect the master. The Yevah can still do the same work he's supposed to do to the master. So, Hechidam, what's the case? The Posko Laresh Unya. You chopped off the top of his ear. So it doesn't make enough communion to the master whether he has the top of his ear or not. So therefore, you didn't ruin the master, only the Evid. Or the Reish Nechira, the tip of his nose, you took off. It is Hakil Liyatzma, that everybody agrees, the damage goes to the Evid. There's no damage to the master here, there's only a damage to the Evid, so you have to pay the Evid. Piches Eitz Rabbi, what's going to be though that this damage is a both? It's a damage to the Evid and to the master, that now the Evid can't work so good? Pluk to the Abaye Barava. That's the Smachlaik, it's the Abaye Barava. Who gets the money? Does the money go to the Eved, or does the money go to the other, to the master? Then the Mishnah says that the Boishes, Hakolufi Amavayish Amazvayish. When you pay for embarrassment, you have to pay everybody's different. Like there's different embarrassment upon how important that person was, and how important the person that gave it to you. Like if a bum embarrasses you, it doesn't mean so much to you. Or if you're a bum, it doesn't mean too much to you either. But if the person's more chashiv and you're more chashiv, then it bothers you more. So Mar says, Mani must this who's our Mishnah go like? I'll tell you, Lo Rabbi Meir, Lo Rabbi Yehuda. Ela Rabbi Shimon, he goes to Rabbi Shimon. The Tanan was not like this. The Kulan, Roya Noisan, Kilo Heim Vinei Chorin, Sheyodum and Echseyen, Shein Vinei Avroam Yitzhak V'Yakov. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Meir says, every type of Busha, we always look as if they're poor people. We look as if, Kilo,
they're b'nei chayrin, sheyodu minachsei, and they don't have any money. That's how much embarrassment you have to pay. Rashi says, v'yein shom min esoni, l'fi ani yusoy, l'hokil, v'lei esosh, l'fi oshroi, sh'rein l'dimei b'yishtoi soif, elakula shav mekach. We don't look upon how rich you are, everybody has the same embarrassment. It's the poorest person, we're going after how poor, that's how much you have to pay for the embarrassment. Reb Yehuda Weimer, Reb Yehuda says no. Ha'godol l'fi godloi, v'yakotl l'fi kotloi. No, the bigger person will be the bigger, and the smaller person will be the smaller. Reb Shimon Oimer, Ashirim, the rich people, Roya Noisan, Kiluim, B'nei Chorin, Shiyodim, and Asayim. And Aniyim, Kepchusin Shevhem. Aniyim, we even look as if they're less than them. Trashi means, Chusin Shev Aniyim Lohokil. The Chivon Dioniyu, Boishtoi Kala. The Boishtoi is much less. By Aniyim. Now, Mani, who does our Mishnah go like? Our Mishnah says every person is different upon how much embarrassment he receives. Rabbi Meir says, you know, everybody is equal. Everybody has the same embarrassment. We shout up the same thing. We don't go bust at different people. So the Mishnah is not like Rabbi Meir. If the Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, our Mishnah says, if you embarrass a blind person, you have to pay for it. Rav Yehuda himself says no, Suma doesn't have any boishes. Later in the Gemara we'll soon see. And Lalav, therefore our Mishnah has to go according to Rabbi Shimon. Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Shimon. Then he says what? Not everybody is equal. There's different madregas. That's what Mishnah says. You have to pay according to what madrega you are. Whether how rich or whether how poor you are, that's how much you have to pay for the Dmei boishes. So Rav says maybe no. Afilu Tainu Rav Yehuda, even if you want to say Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, when do we say Suma doesn't have Boshes? To take it from the Suma. To take from him. If you do embarrassment to a Suma, you have to pay him. He only meant to say if the blind person does embarrassment to you, that's not called embarrassment. Like he didn't mean it. Everybody knows that he's blind. So then the blind person doesn't have to pay. But if somebody embarrasses a blind person, you do have to pay. But the Gemara about me, the Tony Sefer, since the Sefer says, if you embarrass a sleeping person, you have to pay for it. But a sleeping person that does embarrassment to somebody else, he's potter. While he's sleeping, he rolls over somebody and embarrasses the guy. He's potter. But the Ketonia doesn't say, Suma Shabayish potter. Why doesn't it say if a Suma embarrasses, he's potter? Mechlau, therefore, it's a proof that no deloishina. There's no difference. Deloishina hochi, deloishina hochi. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's no difference. Any time of a blind person, when he embarrasses somebody else, or somebody else embarrasses him, they're potter. So the Chur Ela Machvat, we have to come back to make it clear that Masnisin Rabbi Shimoni, Enoch Namiyahu Mishnah, that says at all times you have to pay boishes, even though it's blind. And also there's different amounts of pay, Hamavayish and Hamazvayish, that goes according to Rabbi Shimon. That he says even for a Suma Yechayim, and also depends upon how rich and how poor you are, depending how much embarrassment you received. All right, another. Now, El Moshe's man Tana lohod Tana Rabbanon. Who's the Tana of this brisa that we learned? Niskav in Labayish as a cotton. You had intentions to embarrass a small person or a poor person. Obayish as a godol. By mistake, you went and embarrassed a rich person. So Naisin Lagodol Dumei Boishtash a cotton. You have to pay the person you embarrassed, but not Lafi Godla the way he's worth. But how much a cotton would be worth? How much embarrassment would have been done to a poor person? What about Labayish as Evid? You had intentions to embarrass an Evid. Labayish as Ben Chorin, by mistake, you gave the embarrassment to a free person. That's much more embarrassment. So Lachar is Noisin Le Ben Chorin, you have to pay to the Ben Chorin, to May Boishtresh Al Evid. How much embarrassment would have been paid to the Evid? So Mani, who does this price go like? Lachura Loi Rabbi Meir, Vulai Rabbi Yehuda. Vulai Rabbi Shimon, can't go like either, and like neither of them. Why? Because Salka Daitik, we thought to say, Kotten means kotten ben chosim. It means he's poor, poor. He doesn't have too much property. Godel means godel ben chosim. The guy is very rich. So who do we go like? E Rabbi Meir Amar Kula Bad Yadodin Inu. Rabbi Meir says there's no difference. You pay the same amount of boishes, whether you're poor or rich. And Yehuda Chorot's Mashma is a different amount to pay. V Rabbi Yehuda Amar Ein Li Avodin Boishes. Yehuda says there's no boishes to pay to an Eved. And we'll see later. V Rabbi Shimon Amar Niskav the Boishes Zeh, Boishes Zeh Potter. Shimon says, "A booster, shleim, and a skav, and you potter. If you have intentions to embarrass one person,
and by mistake you embarrass somebody else, Rabbi Shimon Shitra is your potter. So does this price go like it says? You have to pay, but you have to pay the cheaper amount. Who does this go like? My timer, Kikotla, what's from Shimon Svara? Just like when you kill somebody. Ma kotla, just when you kill somebody. If you have intention to kill this person. But if you had intentions to kill somebody else, and by mistake you killed him, you potter. The sick what the pasuk says, the orav loy become alov. That means that she's kavin loy. He only chayiv misa if he has kavanah directly to kill him. So Rabbi Shimon says, boishes nami. Without the other has to pay for boishes, adim mechavin loy. He only chayiv if he has kavanah to do busha to him, to mevayish, to embarrass him. The sick the pasuk says, v'sholcha yada ve'azikav mevushav. That when she hit him, and she when the one wife of one man hit the other man, that she's only chayiv for the busha she gave the other man if she had intentions to hit him. So according to Rabbi Shimon, you only chayiv with intention, and here it says you chayiv even without intention. So who does this price go like? So must I tell you, Yerlam really Rabbi Yehuda. The price goes according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita. V'chi kom Rabbi Yehuda in avodin boshes. When does Rabbi Yehuda say you don't have to pay boshes to an eved lemeisiv lahu to give to him? Avol lemeishim shamina b'hu. But here lemeisa you embarrassed a ben chayrin. The only question is, how much money do you have to pay him? So to value how much the busha would have been to an eved, that he agrees you do. Because he only holds, if you embarrass an eved, there's no payment. But here you embarrass the ben chayrin. Just you thought you were embarrassing an eved, that's why you have to pay that much money, but you're paying it to the ben chayrin. Therefore you chayv. The boy you say, another terrorist, I'll tell you, I feel the same, Rabbi Meir. Me star with God of Benchosim. Kot of Benchosim. Who said here it means to be rich or poor? Loi. God of Mamish, kot of Mamish. It's a question whether you're a bar mitzvah, an older person, or a younger person. That's what it means. For the more of a kot and bar boishesi, if you embarrass a young person, is there any bush involved? Whereas in yes, to the Yom Rapop, the Papa said, the Michlum Olei, il Michlum. There's the case of you remind the guy later on when he comes older about how you embarrassed him when you're younger. So it's called embarrassment. So I'll tell you, Hachinami here also.